So let me ask it this way. A lot of times candidates are accused of flip-flopping, but actually sometimes flip-flopping is smart because you actually have decided a better position based on knowledge that you didn't have.
Right.
What's the most significant position you held 10 years ago that you no longer hold today, that you've flipped on, you've changed on because you actually see it differently?
Because I actually changed my mind.
You changed your mind, exactly.
Well, you know, I'm trying to think back 10 years ago. I think that a good example would be the issue of welfare reform, where I always believed that welfare had to be changed. I was much more concerned 10 years ago when President Clinton initially signed the bill that this could have disastrous results. I worked in the Illinois legislature to make sure that we were providing child care and health care and other support services for the women who were going to be kicked off the rolls after a certain time. It worked better than I think a lot of people anticipated. And you know, one of the things that I am absolutely convinced of is that we have to have work as a centerpiece of any social policy.
Okay.
Not only because ultimately people who work are going to get more income, but the intrinsic dignity of work, the sense of purpose.
We were made for work.
We're made for work. And the sense that you're part of a community because you're making a contribution, no matter how small, to the well-being of the country as a whole. I think that is something that Democrats generally, I think, have made a significant shift on.
What's the most significant, let me ask it this way, what's the most gut-wrenching decision you've ever had to make, and how did you process that to come to that decision?
Well, you know, I think the opposition to the war in Iraq was as tough a decision as I've had to make. Not only because there were political consequences, but also because Saddam Hussein was a real bad person. And there was no doubt that he meant America ill. But I was firmly convinced at the time that we did not have strong evidence of weapons of mass destruction. And there were a lot of questions that as I spoke to experts, kept on coming up. Do we know how the Shia and the Sunni and the Kurds are going to get along in a post-Saddam situation? You know, what's our assessment as to how this will affect the battle against terrorists like Al-Qaeda? Have we finished the job in Afghanistan? So I agonized on over that, and I think that questions of war and peace generally are so profound. You know, when you meet the troops, they're 19, 20, 21-year-old kids, and you're putting them into harm's way. There is a solemn obligation that you do everything you can to get that decision right. And now, as the war went forward, there are difficult decisions about, you know, how long do you keep on funding the war if you strongly believe that it's not in America's national interests. At the same time, you don't want to have troops who are out there without the equipment they need. So that, all those questions surrounding the war have been very difficult for me.
Okay, we'll be back, and we're going to talk about worldview in the next section.